Upload with Adam Crowther.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Okay, then, it is 19 minutes to 9 on a Friday night. All this week, we've had the pleasure of having DJ James Stevens as our house band of the week. He's done an amazing job of keeping us entertained with his amazing mixes. Monday came in into the White Room studio and performed live for us, and the mixes that we've had all this week from him have been class, including the brilliant mix that we had from him a little earlier on, Samba House Mix. James, thank you so much for being such a joy this week.
Thank you. No, thank you for having me. It's been great to be on BBC Radio Bristol.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure's all ours. Listen, it's been a great week. Have there been any highlights for you?
I have to admit, probably on the Monday when I come in and I mixed in the White Room, it was just a really good experience just to be able to do it live on air. Although it was a tad nerve-wracking, it was it was probably the highlight, I'd say, yeah.
It was brilliant to see you mix live in the White Room studio. And I think that people sort of think that the White Room is this big, huge space. It's a tiny little room, really. It's probably the smallest room you've ever done a gig in.
Well, this is an interesting story. I've actually DJed in a fish and chip shop once.
Hey, look at you following the footsteps of Eats Everything. He did a fish and chip shop in Western Supermare, didn't he?
He did, yes. The one I'd done was on Gloucester Road. I think it was called Soul, something Soul, Real Soul, I think it was called. Anyway, in fact, I would have to say it was, the fish and chip shop was probably a tad bigger actually than the White Room. So yeah, you are right. I think the White Room is the smallest probably place I've DJed in. The fish and chip shop was an experience to say the least. It was, you had about 30, 40 people in there dancing on the tables and to R&B and hip-hop. So it's called Hip Hop in a Chip Shop.
I love the idea of that. It's just class, isn't it? And listen, there's so many brilliant places that you would have done over the years. Some unusual places like that. Are there any other sort of bizarre places that you've done gigs?
Just trying to think now. Not that I can remember off the top of my head. I'm sure there has been.
Because you must do that, as well as doing things like weird fish and chip shop gigs like that. I bet you've done some beautiful venues as well, like for weddings and things like that.
Oh, without doubt, yeah. The big manor houses south of Bristol, and there are some really, really nice wedding venues in and around Bristol. And some nice sort of bars as well that I've done, and clubs. I mean, just a real big variation there. But yeah, without doubt, yeah, there's some great wedding venues.
Little cheeky mix that we had a little earlier on was a perfect kickstart to the weekend. A brilliant, brilliant one. Samba House Mix. Tell us a bit about why you chose to do a Samba House Mix tonight.
Well, my thoughts were, it's a Friday night. People like to hit the town, and I just thought, you know what, let's get a mix on that is full of energy, high energy, toe tapping, and just really a real good vibe. So hopefully people listening, were nodding their head along and maybe singing some of the lyrics to, you know, that Spice Girls song, possibly.
That has got to be a highlight for me. Some brilliant tracks in there as well. Some Neo Junior Senior was a good one to pick. And also, yeah, one of my favourite Basement Jacks songs of all time. I blink in love Basement Jacks, and I always forget how much I love them. And then I hear them, and I'm like, right, I'm going to go and listen to some more Basement Jacks now. So that's my drive home sorted this evening, Basement Jacks on full.
Yeah, they're so feel good, and like Junior Senior, for example, Move Your Feet, and all those, well, I'd say the majority of those tracks I chose are just what you would call feel good songs, and they just make you happy, really. So it's to get you in the spirit for Friday night.
Absolutely, you've done just that. And you mentioned about that sort of like feel good vibe to some of the tracks, and I think that there's no exact science really to when you're DJing and what will get people up on their feet, but there must be a couple of tracks that you always keep in your back pocket and go, right, come on, let's get everyone lively now. Are there any sort of classics that you sort of have in your back pocket for that purpose?
Exactly that, yes, there is. I even have a playlist called Floor Fillers, so if in the unlikely event the dance floor is not as busy as I'd like it to be, then I'll whack them out, and that would include Yeah by Usher, Be Faithful, yes, by Fat Man Scoop,
nice,
and The Next Episode by Dr. Dre. So I think there are certain songs that I would just play to get the dance floor going, you know, Freed from Desire by Gala, you know, real big anthems.
Right, we need to get some of that on. That's your next mix sorted. Done.
There we go. Happy four songs there. Yeah, they'll be in the next mix.
Yeah, listen, James, it's been so great to have you on the show all this week. And I know that it's great to be able to have you showcased and have more people discover what you do and the way that you do it. And the fact that you do it all with such incredible passion and an upbeat attitude is commendable. Hats off to you for doing it, because it's no mean feat coming on the radio and wanging on all week to me about music. But it's been great to share it with you. If people want to find out more about you, where do they go? What do they search for?
Yeah, so just search DJ James Stevens on any social or on Google, with a Stevens with a PH. But yeah, no, it's been a pleasure, Adam, and I really appreciate you letting me come on air and chatting about all things DJ related and having my mixes played. It's been a real good week, so thank you.
It's not a problem at all. The pleasure is all mine. And have you got any gigs this weekend that people can come along to?
Yeah, so tonight I'll be leaving at about 10 o'clock to head over to Bath. There's a club over there called Comedia, and the night that they're going to put on tonight is a cheesy throwback night. So the likes of Spice Girls, Wham, Spandau Ballet, a bit of 90s, all the real big throwback anthems
nice.
That you just have to sing to. So
a good old night out in Bath tonight at Comedia, brilliant stuff.
Lovely.
Brilliant. Cheers, James. Have a nice evening.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.